Test 5, Part 4. You will hear a young actress being interviewed on the radio. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. We have in the studio today Beatrice Richardson, a gifted young actress, well known to all of you for her starring role in Flying in the Wind, and whose next film is due out this summer. Hello and welcome, Beatrice.
Hello and thank you.
Beatrice, I'd like to begin, if I may, by asking you about how it all started. Why did you choose acting as a career?
Oh, I've always wanted to be an actress, or at least I've always wanted to perform. When I was very young, our neighbour used to play the piano all day, every day. My parents hated it and complained about it all the time. But I couldn't understand why. I loved listening to him. It fascinated me. I wanted to be able to do it myself. I listened to him play, and in my mind's eye, I was the one playing for a large audience.
And yet it was the circus that was your first love, wasn't it?
That's right. My father made me a circus arena in our back garden with swings, ropes and all sorts of other things, and I used to practice for hours on end. When I was 7, I telephoned a circus school to find out how I could join, but they told me I had to wait until I was 10. So I decided to be an actress in the meantime. I took part in all the school plays and I joined a local dramatic society. I loved performing. I used to imagine performing for very large audiences professionally.
I see. You had a very lively imagination when you were young then.
Oh, I still do. That's why I'm an actress. But yes, I did have a very active imagination. I invented a completely imaginary life for myself when I was about 8 years old. And the most important part of it was my friend Elizabeth.
Did you invent her because you were lonely?
No, not at all. I had lots of school friends, but real-life friends can't be with you 24 hours a day. An imaginary friend can, and I could talk to Elizabeth whenever I wanted to. She was always there.
Did she encourage you to become an actress?
Yes, and she was always in the audience and always told me when I'd done well and when I'd done badly.
So, by the time you left school, you were already an experienced actress. In fact, at 16, you were quite mature for your age, according to your parents.
Yes, I suppose I was. I knew what I wanted to do when I was quite young, and by the time I was 16, I was well on the way to achieving it.
And what were your other interests?
Well, I used to love reading. I read hundreds of books when I was young, and I loved poetry. I knew a lot of poems by heart. I've always been very good at remembering lines, which is pretty handy for an actress.
And now that you're a successful actress, How do you feel about what you've achieved?
I'm glad to have achieved what I've always wanted to do. But life isn't always hunky-dory.
No, why not?
Well, it's difficult to enjoy doing things you like when you're famous because you're never left alone. I've wanted to improve my dancing for a long time, but when I tried joining a class, I gave up very quickly because I couldn't stand everyone staring at me.
Yes, that's the price you have to pay for being successful. Now you'll hear part four again. We have in the studio today Beatrice Richardson, a gifted young actress, well known to all of you for her starring role in Flying in the Wind, and whose next film is due out this summer. Hello and welcome, Beatrice.
Hello and thank you.
Beatrice, I'd like to begin, if I may, by asking you about how it all started. Why did you choose acting as a career?
Oh, I've always wanted to be an actress, or at least I've always wanted to perform. When I was very young, our neighbour used to play the piano all day, every day. My parents hated it and complained about it all the time. But I couldn't understand why. I loved listening to him. It fascinated me. I wanted to be able to do it myself. I listened to him play, and in my mind's eye, I was the one playing for a large audience.
And yet it was the circus that was your first love, wasn't it?
That's right. My father made me a circus arena in our back garden with swings, ropes and all sorts of other things, and I used to practice for hours on end. When I was seven, I telephoned a circus school to find out how I could join, but they told me I had to wait until I was 10. So I decided to be an actress in the meantime. I took part in all the school plays and I joined a local dramatic society. I loved performing. I used to imagine performing for very large audiences professionally.
I see. You had a very lively imagination when you were young then.
Oh, I still do. That's why I'm an actress. But yes, I did have a very active imagination. I invented a completely imaginary life for myself when I was about 8 years old. And the most important part of it was my friend Elizabeth.
Did you invent her because you were lonely?
No, not at all. I had lots of school friends, but real life friends can't be with you 24 hours a day. An imaginary friend can, and I could talk to Elizabeth whenever I wanted to. She was always there.
Did she encourage you to become an actress?
Yes, and she was always in the audience and always told me when I'd done well and when I'd done badly.
So, by the time you left school, you were already an experienced actress. In fact, at 16, you were quite mature for your age, according to your parents.
Yes, I suppose I was. I knew what I wanted to do when I was quite young, and by the time I was 16, I was well on the way to achieving it.
And what were your other interests?
Well, I used to love reading. I read hundreds of books when I was young, and I loved poetry. I knew a lot of poems by heart. I've always been very good at remembering lines, which is pretty handy for an actress.
And now that you're a successful actress, how do you feel about what you've achieved?
I'm glad to have achieved what I've always wanted to do. But life isn't always hunky-dory.
No, why not?
Well, it's difficult to enjoy doing things you like when you're famous because you're never left alone. I've wanted to improve my dancing for a long time, but when I tried joining a class, I gave up very quickly because I couldn't stand everyone staring at me.
Yes, that's the price you have to pay for being successful. That's the end of part four. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.